All right, beautiful people, welcome back to Grace Under Fire. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today, we're diving into something that's crucial for all of us: time management. Let's be honest, time seems to slip through our fingers faster than a spilled latte on a crowded subway platform, right? Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail, trying to juggle work, relationships, self-care, and maybe even a side hustle or two? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there are some seriously powerful techniques that can help you reclaim your time, reduce the stress monster in your head, and actually get stuff done? Buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to unlock the secrets to time management mastery. First things first. Planning is your best friend. I know, it sounds boring, but hear me out. Take some time each week. Sunday evenings work great for me to map out your week. Schedule everything from work deadlines and meetings to gym sessions and date nights. Think of it like creating a roadmap for your week so you don't end up lost and driving in circles. You know that feeling when you're scrambling last minute trying to fit everything in? Planning ahead can be the difference between feeling like a superhero and feeling like, well, a stressed out mess. Next up, prioritize like a boss. Not all tasks are created equal. Some things need your immediate attention, while others can wait until tomorrow or maybe even next week. Use a system that works for you. Some people love to-do lists, others swear by Eisenhower's matrix, but figure out what helps you identify the most important tasks and tackle them first. Trust me, getting those big things done early will give you a sense of accomplishment and free up space for everything else. Number 3. The power of the no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like myself. But remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply drain your energy. Protect your time and focus on what truly matters. Speaking of focusing, let's talk about distractions. Our phones are basically little portals to procrastination, aren't they? Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours when you had important work to do? Yeah, I've been there. Find ways to minimize distractions during your focus work time. Turn off notifications, use website blockers, put your phone in another room. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you can be when you give yourself dedicated chunks of uninterrupted time. And last but not least, remember to recharge. Time management isn't just about being busy, it's about using your time effectively so you can actually enjoy life. Schedule in time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or hanging out with loved ones. When you feel refreshed and energized, you're more likely to tackle everything on your plate with grace and efficiency. Okay, so imagine this. You're getting ready for work, right? But instead of rushing around like a headless chicken, you calmly pour yourself a cup of coffee, review your schedule for the day, and tackle your top 3 priorities first. You feel organized, in control, and even, dare I say, happy. You know that feeling when everything just flows smoothly? That's what we're aiming for here, people. Remember, time management is a skill that takes practice and patience. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just get back on track and keep learning. And the most important thing? Remember to celebrate your wins. Every small step you take towards better time management is a victory worth celebrating. So there you have it, my loves. 5 key takeaways to help you rock your day, reduce stress, and become a true time management ninja. Now go out there and conquer your week. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the grace, one podcast at a time. You got this, I believe in you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.